Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My pleasure to welcome you here to the Clark Howard Show, where our mission is to serve and empower you so you make better financial decisions in your life. In today's episode, other stores are now trying to come for the two bigs, Amazon and Walmart, in the delivery and membership game. I'm also going to tell you about a new internet service that's now available nationwide. So, Best Buy had actually a pretty good pandemic, which is weird to say, in that they were able to pivot pretty well to dealing with the fact that they are a showroom that no one could come to in most states or would come to in other states during the pandemic. And I remember during the height of lockdown that Best Buy at a lot of stores had 32 designated spaces for curbside pickup, where you'd order at BestBuy.com and you'd pick up. And sometimes it worked well, sometimes it didn't. But Best Buy, which was one of the retailers who might have really taken it hard on the chin during coronavirus, actually did come through okay. But they have been declining in importance in the electronics business, as others have had better prices and they no longer had the edge with selection, with the ability for people to order from dot-coms. So Best Buy is now going after the most dedicated electronics buyers with a new membership program that shows real guts, because it's a lot more expensive than Amazon Prime or Walmart Plus. With the membership program, you get free installation of the electronics you buy and unlimited technical support. So the thing is called Best Buy Beta, and they're doing it right now in 5 dozen of their stores. The idea, if they can make this work, which I don't see how at $200 a year, but that you will get special pricing that's available only if you're a member. Sounds like Target, doesn't it? But Target doesn't charge for the red card discount. That you will get 2 years of repair costs covered with any item you buy, even if it's way beyond the manufacturer's warranty. Now, let me tell you why I'm not impressed by that. If you're a Costco member and you buy electronics at Costco, you then automatically are extended Costco Concierge, which is where you get coverage for 2 years, regardless of what the manufacturer itself offers. Plus, if you get the free with a Costco membership Visa card, you get an additional 2 years of coverage. So Costco is giving you, if you play your cards right, it was a bad pun, you're getting 4 years of coverage, and it all comes with your existing Costco membership, which is a fraction of the cost of this $200. But everybody's trying memberships. CVS, I talked about the membership they've been trying. And Walgreens is now trying some form of membership, because if you're a retailer and you're dealing with competing against the world's largest retailer, Walmart, and the world's most successful online seller, Amazon, and they both have these very successful membership programs that squeeze out people looking at other places to buy, you've got to come up with what your special thing will be. And I don't see what Best Buy is doing is that special thing. And it's really, really hard for anybody to compete against the extremely large customer bases of, I mean, think about Walmart. 100 million Americans shop at Walmart every week in person. Now, some of those are repeats. So it's not really almost one in three Americans, but it's a big, big number. So in retail, the reality is the name of the game can't be just price. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be where you provide some connection to people that they want to come back to you, not just once or twice, but regularly. And this is the challenge everybody faces as they go against the two behemoths of Walmart Plus and Amazon Prime. And I'm a member of both programs. And I, you know, as you might expect, Krista, I prefer Walmart Plus because Walmart's prices are generally significantly cheaper than Amazon's. But in your household, it's all Amazon all the time.
Yeah, I did join the CVS one too.
And that's $5 a month?
Yeah, but you get a $10 certificate. So I joined it because we had prescriptions there. So I would go and do the prescriptions and spend the money. So I'd save $5. I'd just spend $10. But now we moved our prescriptions, so I need to cancel it.
Oh, that was said with great guilt.
I know.
That you know you're not using it anymore.
Yep.
And we talked just recently about with any kind of subscription, how important it is to cancel them. So that's your assignment. Why don't we just stop the podcast right now?
It'll be my homework. I'll get it done.
Okay. Well, let's hear some questions.
Okay. Matthew in Georgia says, my wife will work for at least 3 years before staying home to raise a family. Do you recommend my wife open a Roth IRA or should I open a spousal IRA knowing I will be the only breadwinner in 2 to 4 years? If she opens her own Roth, what happens to this money when I open a spousal Roth?
There's no issue. She just opens her own Roth IRA and funds it. And a spousal Roth will just, it's basically her eligibility to continue contributing into her own account, even when she doesn't have income and you potentially supply the money for that. So the important thing for these next few years is she's got at least 3 more years working. Just go ahead and have her open her Roth IRA and fund it. And by the way, who knows what the rules are going to be on spousal Roths 3 years or so down the road. We'll deal with that question later. But for right now, opening that Roth IRA is really key. Keeping it simple with a low-cost provider, essential. And the easy button is doing the target retirement funds that make the most sense for the year in which you might expect to retire.
Susan in Virginia says, my agent advises me to put the money I would buy a car with in my husband and I's life insurance IRA traditional variable annuity, earning 6.6% since its inception in 2017. The current balance on my husband's is $69,000. His age is 65. Mine is $47,000, age 64. He says I should get a percent car loan and have the payments deducted from my annuities. He says my money will be earning more than just having dead equity in my car and house. He recommends I invest any principal payments in the IRA that I would make on my house loan, which is at 3.25% interest. The house will be paid off in 2043 in 22 years. What do you recommend? Would you recommend a better retirement product?
Oh, boy. So let me start at the top. The person who benefits from this advice is the agent. And the agent on an annuity makes a massive commission. Annuities historically do not earn great rates of return. Compared in recent years, annuities have looked better compared to, let's say, CDs or savings accounts, but they have looked far inferior to what people have earned who are in the Roth IRAs we were talking about a few minutes ago, or any kind of investment account where the returns in recent years, you mentioned since 2017, have been way greater than what you're talking about on the annuity. I don't like at all the idea of you, if you have available cash, not just paying for that car in cash. Your ages make it much more appropriate at 65 and 64 for you to be mortgage debt free or be on a path to be so in the next several years. I don't want that mortgage hanging over you. And I don't care what the agent says about, well, it's only 3.25%, because we don't know what the annuities are going to earn going forward anyway. And you're stuck in those. You're handcuffed to them. Having mortgage debt at retirement age is not a good thing. And taking out a new car loan, not a good thing. Your instinct about reducing debts in your life as you move towards retirement is the better plan, in my opinion. Now, this is said by somebody who despises almost all forms of annuities. And so I start with that built-in bias that you should know.
Jay in Florida says, "Hi, Clark. Love your podcast. You helped me get through the pandemic to this point. I understand that I can still contribute to a Roth IRA for 2020. I'd like to do this and take advantage of the tax benefit. However, I have yet to open one. Is it still possible to open a Roth IRA account for the tax year of 2020?
Yes, Jay, and so easy. You can go online right now to one of my three favorite children, Vanguard, Fidelity, or Schwab, and open a Roth IRA. You can then fund it before you file your tax return, and you have credit for a contribution for year 2020. And as I alluded before, I'd love for you to look at the target retirement fund choice at each company, but at Fidelity, very important thing, make sure you only go into the equity index-based target fund at Fidelity. Fidelity has two flavors of target retirement funds. The regular one at Fidelity has very high costs. The index-based version has very low costs. So if you go to them, make sure you're in that. Vanguard obviously is going to be index, and Schwab has an equivalent.
Kevin in Georgia says, "My wife is about to become a new driver at 50 years old. She seems to like the idea of a value car with the most driver assist functionality, self-driving. We have rented the Hyundai Elantra with some good bells and whistles. What is the best car for quality and price with this functionality? We don't buy new, thanks to Clark. I would think this question might be good for those with teenage drivers as well."
So this is a complicated and difficult question to answer. The greatest driver assist functions are very, very recent. Automakers have been ramping up what is offered in this area only in the last little while. So you're not going to find a lot of automation in vehicles that are not of the last model year or so. But what you will be able to find are some safety features you'll find on a variety of models that are used, have some age on them, that are the automatic emergency braking. Obviously, anything you'd look for now would have electronic stability control. You'll be able to find lots of used vehicles that will have cross-traffic warnings and that will have some form of warning you to blind spots if you're changing lanes and you're in danger of running into someone. My favorite thing if you do road trips is adaptive cruise control, where it automatically adjusts the speed of your cruise control to keep a safe distance between you and the person in front of you. As to which particular make and model would be best for that, I can't say which one I would most recommend. And this is a case where Consumer Reports would be the greatest value. If you don't have a subscription through the library, access Consumer Reports for their list of the safest used vehicles, which is a list they do every year, just as you stated, for new drivers. Next, there's a new internet service in town. I want to tell you about it. I'm going to tell you about the deal. I've been testing it. Krista's been testing it. And what it'll do for your wallet will put a smile on your face.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
I wanted to tell you that I have been just waiting for the opportunity for the end of the cable monopoly on internet service in much of the country in urban and suburban areas. And I have told you about an experiment that had been going on for a while, a beta test by T-Mobile, another one by Verizon, to compete for home internet. Well, now T-Mobile has ended their beta and launched full-scale service. The price, $10 higher than the beta. It's a flat $60 a month, includes unlimited data, and there's no junk fees. $60 is your total all-in price with the T-Mobile home internet. There is no throttling, meaning that when you use a lot of data, they don't slow you down as a punishment till the next billing cycle starts, like we have with our cell phones. So it is a robust alternative to traditional home internet. Now, there are about 30 million households in the United States that are now eligible for the T-Mobile home internet. And I installed it myself. It took, amazingly, took it out of the box, and it was up and running in about 4 minutes. You didn't have to wait for some service technician coming between 10 and 2 who doesn't show up. You didn't have to wait on hold forever for some cable company that says how much they value you, but they don't because they're leaving you on hold forever. And they don't do teaser offers that then at some point snap to a price double what the teaser is. They don't do contracts. So everything about it is customer friendly. The question over time is, does it meet the teenager test? Now, with my teenager, who has been, we kept both our cable monster service and the T-Mobile service parallel until my son signed off and said it was good enough. He did speed tests repeatedly, and it was as good as we were getting from the cable monster. So we disconnected cable, and we are T-Mobile home internet only in place of it. And so far, it's been very good. Krista has had it as a beta tester, and you got it how long ago? 5 months ago? 6 months ago?
Yes, five.
And you now have your son testing it. Your son's verdict is completely different than my son's verdict.
Yeah. You and I actually called Matthew earlier, and he doesn't think it's great. He said it keeps disconnecting. He's got issues, but you had a great tip, which is he should move it around. He has moved it in our home from where it was to near his computer, but he may not be getting a great signal. So we're going to have to, the verdict is still out for us, and we'll do some speed tests too.
But the beauty of being freed from the cable monopoly and being able to have a free market service and have a flat rate and know that's what you're going to pay. And once you sign up, even if they charge more to future customers, you're locked in at the 60, just like Krista's locked in at her 50. And so that's just the way they do business, totally different than the cable monopolies do business. So this is a real opportunity. And I mentioned it's for urban and suburban America. But T-Mobile possesses licenses that are going to allow them in broad swaths of rural America to be able to offer home internet at this $60 a month plan. At the same time, more and more zip codes in the United States, starting at the Canadian border and now moving steadily down, are able to get Starlink. the new internet service from Elon Musk, from SpaceX, that operates in low Earth orbit satellites with unlimited data and high speeds with virtually no latency. Anybody who's ever been on satellite internet knows that it's pokey, expensive, and the latency with things going back and forth is really poor. That none of that's an issue with Starlink. What is an issue with Starlink is it's a lot more money. It's $100 a month. But for people in rural areas who need reliable internet, Starlink is a viable alternative. And again, it will cover all of the United States later this year, but right now it's mostly northern tier states have access to Starlink. Krista?
Derek in Washington says, I was thinking about... Derek in Wisconsin was thinking about being proactive by freezing my credit. However, I'm going to be paying off the remaining balance on my home mortgage next month. Yahoo! Will the credit freeze have any effect on the process of closing out the mortgage, or should I wait to freeze my credit until after it's paid off? Thanks for all you do and have a tremendous day.
And Derek, this is a very exciting event when you go mortgage debt free. It's fantastic to do that. And credit freeze has no impact, no effect at all. Credit freeze only affects applying for new credit. And the whole idea is that if somebody's lurking out there who's gotten enough of your personal information to impersonate you, because you have your credit frozen, they're prevented from applying for new credit as if they're you. That's the beauty of credit freeze. Your existing lines of credit has zero impact at all from credit freeze. If you want to know more about credit freeze, which is free to do and easy to do, go to clark.com/creditfreeze.
And PV in Texas says, I was booked on a flight from Houston to Miami last week, departing at 6:40 p.m. It got delayed 5 to 6 times and finally scheduled to depart at 11:40 p.m. Since I was expecting it to be delayed even further, I didn't get to the airport until after 10. Turns out the TSA only operates until 10, and they didn't let those of us who showed up after 10 check in. All our fits, begging, pleading were of no use. It was a nightmare as all flights for Monday morning were full. Now the question is, why don't the airlines and the TSA work together and ensure that the airport remains open until the last flight has departed?
I am stunned that Hobby or Intercontinental did not have TSA security checkpoints open till the last flight, and your flight became the last flight. I'm assuming, based on flight scheduling, that we're talking about a flight out of Hobby, not Intercontinental. But man, this is absolutely unreal. And I have not heard of a circumstance where the TSA did not keep security open in an event where a plane was majorly delayed. Why would anybody go to the airport knowing a flight was delayed when the airline sends you alerts telling you to wait for further information on the actual scheduled departure of your flight, the new departure time, and then to not be able to fly? Shocking.
Now, another one about travel, fun travel. David in Illinois says, what website can I go to find the cheapest flights to Hawaii? I'm looking to go in September of this year.
David, the fares have been really, really cheap from the West Coast to Hawaii. They have not been that cheap from the heartland of the U.S. or anywhere back east. But there's been a number of big-time fare wars from the West Coast with West Coast departure points to Maui, the Big Island, actually all four major airports, the airport on Kauai, and what did I miss? Maui, that fares have been repeatedly in the twos round trip from the West Coast. So I just wanted to alert you that you may find, being in Illinois, that it could be cheaper to buy one ticket to the West Coast and a second ticket from the West Coast to Hawaii. It means If you change airlines, you're going to have to go claim your bags. If you check bags and recheck them, got to leave more time between flights doing that. But it could get you a lower price. Now, back to your original question. Go to google.com/flights, and you'll be able to bring up a fare calendar for your departure point. Start with where you live in Illinois and whatever Hawaiian island you want to go to. And you can see the fare every day in September going and returning. It's a very thorough tool for you to be able to get the best deal to Hawaii. They'll also give you historical data on whether or not the fares you're seeing at the moment you're looking are higher than normal, normal, or lower than normal, give you an indicator whether you should go ahead and buy or not. And I want to thank you for being a part of Team Clark. If you enjoy our podcast, I hope you'll subscribe, review us, and share us with your friends.